Yeah, but a lot of people be giving the Legion of Boom credit, like they top five defense of all time. They're not a top five defense all the time. I just don't understand why people always say, oh, yeah, Legion of Boom was a top five defense. Not a top five defense all the time.
I'm going to say this.
It was nice. It was nice to build it up. I'm not going to lie. It was a nice build up. Out of that whole defense, you may have two Hall of Famers. That's it.
Wagner and Sherman?
That's it.
No, you got three.
Who else?
Who?
Thomas.
Oh, hell no.
Wrong answer.
Yeah, like his 5-year prime was excellent, but the thing about the Hall of Fame is you got to have much longer prime than 5 years.
Yeah, you got to be longer than 5 years, but
I mean,
especially for, and safeties don't get no love either anyway. So, in the Hall of Fame, you got to win defensive player. You got to win defensive player of the year, damn man. To get him as a safety.
It took Steve Atwood a long
time. It took Steve Atwood a long time to get him.
But we could say that, but like Deion Sanders said, if you a playmaker on the field.
Yeah, he's a playmaker, but it wasn't long enough. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Patrick Willis. He had a 5-year prime, right? He was the best linebacker for almost 4 years straight. But yeah, it's looking him forever. He won't be in the Hall of Fame right away.
He had longer than 5 years, though.
He,
but Patrick, my point is, for about 5 years, he was the best linebacker in the NFL, and yet he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I could see that, but Patrick Willis was a difference maker,
and Earl Thomas was a playmaker too. But he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame, as much as I hate to say it.
I don't think Earl getting in at all. Personally.
Or he'll be like Steve Atwater and take 15 years to get in the Hall of Fame. So.
Right. Steve Atwater took a long-ass time.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I'm saying.
Mm.
But either way, we'll be back to your Chicago Bears. You saying that your Chicago Bears are, you know, they're young and they building something young over there. Wait, y'all still got Eddie over there?
Eddie Jackson, he's still here. He got injured last year, but he's still on the team. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Eddie Jackson because he probably the oldest one on the team, I think.
Yeah, I think he's like 29 now, like 28, 29. Yeah.
Right.
I like Eddie Jackson from
me too.
Alabama.
But Brisker, Williamson, Stevenson, Gordon.
I like Brisker a lot from Penn State.
Yeah.
Who's the DN y'all got last year? He was a rookie last year. I mention him a lot, but I keep forgetting his name. He was a DN. And if I, like I said, if it's guys that I see that jump off my screen, usually I try to pay attention to them.
Yeah, but the thing about that secondary is, like, outside of Eddie Jackson, like you said, everybody else is under the age of 25. So they're very young on that end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Only thing I was mad at Ron about, my fault, only thing I was mad at his Atlanta Falcons about, was them getting Bijan Robinson. I didn't think that they needed Bijan Robinson. I think that they needed – if you don't go get Jalen Carter, then I believe you could have went and got something else, or you could have traded back.
But then
that's the way I see
it. Tell me this, and we just talked about this. If your college head coach came to
I said it. I don't believe that personally. I personally don't believe that. I don't believe that story. Somebody made that up. I don't believe that story. I don't believe the Kyle. I don't believe Kirby came to them and said, yeah, man, this ain't a good guy for your team.
The guy who's a Philadelphia Bulldog fan is talking about Jalen Carter and Kirby Smart. I mean, the guy who's a Philadelphia Bulldog, Georgia Eagles fan.
I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, but we are partially the Bulldogs. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Like they said, if you can't beat them, you join them, right? Dennis' team cannot beat us in college, so he's going to draft every Bulldog that they can.
Personally, I wasn't a fan.
It's smart.
I'm not a fan of the Nolan Smith pick at all. That's me. I'm not a fan of the pick.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah,
we talk about it now. I'm telling you, I'm not a fan of that pick.
Why you not a fan?
I just don't think he that good. I could be wrong. I'm gonna tell you right this. I could be wrong. I could be wrong as two left shoes, and I'm hoping that I'm wrong. But for a defensive line that was that dominant, but think about this defensive line. All of them went in the first round. You got Tyron Walker, who ain't paying out to be what he's supposed to be. Let's get that part out of the way.
Wait a minute.
He ain't paying out to be what he's supposed to be. There's a lot of people that was in that defensive player of the year ranking. And to me, out of all the DNs, out of all the edge rushers that came out last year, he was not top. He wasn't even top. He might have been top three. He might have been number three. But if he was top three, he was number three.
I'll let you go in a minute. All I'm gonna remind you is this: when it comes to a number one overall pick, yeah, sometimes they struggle in year one, and then they take off in year two. I'll give you a case in point: Mario Williams, 2006. He had a slow start in Houston, and then eventually became an All-Pro around 2009-2010.
Okay, if that's what you want to say. As dominant as this defensive line is, you got your lined up. It's Tyron Walker, is Jalen Carter, is Jordan Davis, and then there's Nolan Smith. And Nolan Smith is supposed to be the most athletic out of all of them. You know, he can kill a combine. Kill a combine over there. He kills a combine. But it don't show up on game film. It don't show up during the game. Now, I know he was injured last year and during half of the season. That's why he only had 3.5 sacks. But he didn't show up to me when he was playing.
I got to stop you right there, Dennis, because he was a difference maker. You talked about a top two defensive end in college. Top two.
Top two, depending on who you talk to. I'm going to keep it real with you. Not a fan of the pick.
Look.
People had him going 10 to the Philly. Not a fan of the pick at all. I hope it works out. I hope I'm 100% wrong. But as of right now, if you're telling me what Georgia Bulldog I got more faith in, Nolan Smith or Kellen Ringo, I'm putting all my money on Ringo.
I'm finna tell you this, Dennis. And I mean, you talk about King Ringo. He not that dude who you think he is. He not.
Y'all can say what y'all want to.
This man got bumped like bumped toast last year.
That's because he went against the best. He went against all the best.
But you he went against all the best. You supposed to be the best, right?
No, I ain't say he was the best corner out there. I'm not saying you,
but they call him the best.
Yeah, he went against the best. Like I said, he show up in big games.
Somewhat.
But nobody said.
Wait a minute. When Tennessee played Georgia last year, how many times he got bumped?
He got bumped, but he got an interception too.
How many times he got caught? Somebody caught a touchdown on him. How many times?
It wasn't that many because we ain't put that many points up. It wasn't that many. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't that many. He ain't put that many points up. And I will point out,
by the way, that Devon Witherspoon, I think, is going to be a stud at the next level. The guy that Seattle took at number 5, I think Witherspoon's going to be the best defensive back in this draft. Not just because he came from University of Illinois. Okay, maybe because he came from University of Illinois. But when it comes to Devon Witherspoon, I like his talent, his coverage, the way he can do man-to-man. I like his ability as a corner. And, hey, Seattle's rebuilding that Legion of Boom. We talked about it in the beginning of the show. I think Seattle, they're rebuilding that team. Tyreek Woolen, Devon Witherspoon, watch out for them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely see what's going to happen, what's going on, because I really want to know. But as y'all know, we here. Tuck is Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday we come to y'all. 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't act like you don't know. I'm here, Dennis Holmes. My co-host, Ron Thomas.
What's up? We
got Ian Rickelly in the building, Vegas Hockey Hub.
Absolutely. Vegas Hockey Hub, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central.
There you go, baby. Make sure y'all tune into that every morning.
I don't know. Every morning here in the greatest city to ever exist, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. I don't know much about hockey though, so I can't help you. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I can't help you. I can't help you watching.
Yeah.
Right. Zara in the house telling us have a good show. Dalton D Man in the building. Make sure y'all like and share the show, ladies and gentlemen. Please like and share the show. Again, we hear trash ass players, Ron, as we usually do each and every Tuesday. Let's do it, Ron.
Dennis. You know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right? You told me, I quote, bet Memphis was going to beat the Lakers.
Yes,
did you say that, Dennis?
And I said it should be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
Okay. What happened, Dennis? What happened, baby? What happened?
I've been waiting for that.
I mean,
hey man.
The funny part, I call them Prince. I don't know what you call them, Dennis.
Yeah, well, we'll find out later. We'll talk about that later.
And my other trash ass player for this week. We've seen the draft. And do y'all know it just was one football player that got drafted by a HBCU school?
Right.
One.
He came from Georgia State.
One. Dennis, you tell me all the time, everybody need offensive linemen, defensive linemen, corners, safeties. None of that. None of that.
BJ said he got $5 for me if I fire you right now. BJ said.
So, I mean, that just said, only one player got drafted from a HBCU school. One football player,
that's it.
It was Bolden, right? Running back from Jackson State? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was a defensive back.
It might have been. I think it was a running back or defensive back. One of the two.
Back to you, Dennis.
All right, what you got over there, Ian?
In terms of trash-ass players?
Trash-ass players, what you got?
The first one, I got to go with the Sacramento Kings of how they performed in Game 7. You know, yeah. I really expected a lot better Game 7. Sacramento, Golden State, I really expected Sacramento to go all in and really give up a great performance in Game 7. But instead, Golden State and Steph Curry absolutely annihilated Sacramento in Game 7. It wasn't even really close late in the game. So I say Sacramento's Game 7 performance, I got to have that on the trash-ass players. And then the second one, I got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs for how they drafted on draft night. I mean, they did reach after reach after reach. I mean, their first three picks were all guys who weren't even projected to go in that round. So Kansas City was by far the worst team in this draft. And with them taking so many reaches, and hey, I will eat my words if one of them becomes an all-star, all-pro selection in 2 years, that's fine by me. But as of right now, Kansas City, they took so many reaches in this draft, I got to go with them.
I feel you on that one. Definitely feeling that one. Trash ass player. I'm gonna have to go with the Boston Celtics last night, man. Boston Celtics last night could not close out the game with the Philadelphia 76ers. And losing to the Sixers without Joel Embiid, the MVP of the NBA. Let me say that. The MVP of the NBA, Joel Embiid. Without Joel Embiid and you couldn't beat the Sixers, it don't seem like you're ready to win this series. That's what it just don't seem like to me. I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the series because I know it's going to be a dogfight from here on out because I know some of you Celtics players is listening. I don't know why y'all be listening so heavy to me, but come on, keep on listening. Keep on listening. That's all I'm going to say. Another trash-ass player I got, I'm going to have to agree with Josh on this one, man. Sabonis, man. I expected so much more out of Sabonis. And he's just been letting me down. You know, I was having a conversation with Donovan. Me and Donovan Samuels was talking, man. We were sitting there. We was like, man, you know, Julius Randle and Sabonis have really been playing equally these playoffs. Like, they ain't really been giving you no big games. And Sabonis, you need a big game out of him. And they keep leaving him open at the free throw line. He has to take those shots. He has to work on, listen, I can't always keep be doing the pick and hand off. Listen, they left me open right here. Let me take this shot. I take this shot. I draw Looney out the paint. Looney comes out the paint. Fox goes in the paint, does what he does best. That those are some of the things that you just got to sit there and think about. I don't know why it is like that, but.
How many times?
Hey, what up, OG?
I got one thing to say to you about that, Dennis. How many times the Kings been to the playoffs?
I ain't been since 2006. I understand that part, but at the end of the day, you can't just go by how many times you've been to the playoffs. You ain't got all this time in life. Life ain't giving to you like, oh, yeah, well, they can be back next year. It ain't like that all the time. Sometimes you got to strike while the iron's hot.
I understand.
If I would have told you 10 years ago that the Golden State Warriors got a chance to win the finals, you looked at me like I was crazy. You'd be like, them two light-skinned bulls ain't winning no fight. They too soft. That's what you told me.
You know what? Let's do a parallel here. Baseball in the postseason last year, the Seattle Mariners made it to the postseason for the first time in 21 years. And they lost in the first round. All right, Seattle Mariners got embarrassed in the postseason. Ron, are we supposed to give him a participation trophy? Yo, congratulations. You made the postseason for the first time in 21 years.
No, you got it. You can't just go. You can't just go into the playoffs like, yo, I mean, remember when the Hawks made the playoffs? You remember that? Yeah. Man, the Hawks made the playoffs, right? With Trae Young. Yeah. And they were supposed to lose to the Knicks first round.
Yeah.
Trae went beat the Knicks first round. They came to Philly and beat the Sixers the next round.
By the way, Marcus,
that's the kind of impact you have to have.
Marcus, I literally just said, now watch one of them become a superstar in 2 years. All right, I literally said, yes, and I will eat my words if one of the guys like Rashee Rice becomes a freaking all-star. All right?
Now, I don't believe in that. Another trash-ass player. I don't believe in that Mozzie Smith pick. I think they should have got the guy from Clemson. But all
by the
Cowboys
way, Seattle is the funnest team to watch in baseball, but I had to use them as an example. All right, back to you.
But all the baseball fans, all the Cowboy fans seem to think if they got the right guy, I'm not going to say nothing. You got the right guy. You know the Michigan guys don't always come out with a spark. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm.
Anyway, let's go on to the certified players. Cornell in the house. What up, baby?
My so far player, Lamar Jackson got paid without no agent.
Because everybody said he needed an agent. Oh, the reason why he ain't get his money because he need an agent. Ain't got shit to do with it. But if he had an agent, he'd been paid already. He'd been paid already, Dennis. You see Jalen Hurts got paid. Lamar didn't get paid. You see everybody else get paid. Then what about Lamar? Because Lamar ain't got no agent. Lamar ain't never had a fucking agent. Let's get that out of the way. His mom always been his agent. His mom has always been his agent. Let's get that out of the way. Lamar never had a fucking agent. His mom always been his agent. Highest paid player in the NFL. Because his mama said so.
His mama.
Because his mama said so. Like I said, when you're the top quarterback in the NFL, you don't need no fucking agent. When you're trying to get back into the NFL, that's when you need an agent.
That means you need an agent.
There's a difference.
My next.
Dante Culpepper didn't have an agent. Again, but everybody just want to sit there and just point the finger. He doesn't have an agent. He's going to die. Highest paid player in the NFL.
Right now.
What Kumo D say?
How you like me now?
How you like me now? Exactly. Exactly.
We need to put that on a t-shirt, Dennis.
How you like me now?
My next certified player is Jimmy Butler. The Miami beat the Bucks. Miami beat the brakes off of the Bucks. Beat them to, I was like, look at this. Just look at it. And the Bucks, do they got players over there, Dennis? Or they just got one player?
No, they got players over there.
So you know, why? You know,
they was the number one team in the East.
Wait a minute.
You know what people were telling me? You know what people were telling me?
What?
Oh, Dennis, your Sixers ain't going to beat the Bucks. The Bucks are going to the final. You're right. My Sixers didn't beat the Bucks. The Bucks lost to a playing team.
So my thing is, Dennis, if they got players over there, why nobody else show the fuck up?
I don't know.
Make that make sense.
Ain't my thing. I mean, I was just playing the coaching and leave it at that. But
No, we can't do that because last time I checked, they went to the finals. Yes or no, a while back.
Last time that I checked, yeah.
When it comes to the playoffs, and I've said this once and I'll say it again, coaching is a lot of times determines a win and a loss. Who you have as your coach really defines who you are.
Sometimes.
And trust me when I say that Eric Spoelstra and Mike Budenholzer, I would take Eric Spoelstra every day of the week. I would take him 10 times.
Not going to lie to you. That Bucks Heat has been an ongoing rivalry for a couple of years. That Bucks Heat situation.
Yeah,
and Pat Riley have been one of the best duos in the NBA for the last decade and a half now.
Yeah, but I knew Jimmy was going to take that one personally. So I knew you was going to be the best out of Jimmy against the Bucks because they swept them, I think, last – it was the last year, the year before, one or 2 years. It was the year before.
So my thing is, and we talked about it on the show many times, I mean, your superstar go down. Everybody else around that superstar is supposed to, what, Dennis? Step the fuck up. Yes or no?
It's supposed to step up.
So did anybody else step the fuck up on that team?
Nobody but Brooke Lopez.
Okay. I rest my case. Back to you, then.
All right, what you got over there, Ian?
I mean, my two certified players. First one is Bryce Young for getting drafted first overall. I am very happy for Bryce Young and the fact that he is going to be wearing that Panther blue, that light blue jersey, which I'm also a huge fan of, by the way, and the fact that he's going to be wearing those jerseys in Carolina for at least the next 5 years. Very happy for him, and I actually think Carolina picked the right quarterback with Bryce Young. So he's a certified player in my mind.
Yeah.
And then my second certified player is New York Knicks legend Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson has pretty much
become legend already?
New York Knicks legend.
Oh, man.
He a legend already? After one season?
Hey, look, I'm going to say this about Jalen Brunson. He is making Dallas Mavericks organization regret letting him go. He is definitely telling Dallas, hey, you should have kept me. Hey, Dallas, you made a mistake by letting me go. So Jalen Brunson doing what he's doing in New York, I love it. I love the fact that Jalen Brunson is putting New York on his back. And you know what? The second round, they're probably going to get eliminated by Miami. Let's just be real. But I would love to see the New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden be in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1999. For real, I would love to see the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 24 years.
Mm.
Okay. That sounds good. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully they win tonight without Jimmy. Let's just say that. My certified player, let me give the AR-15, man. For going to Indiana, getting drafted to Indiana, which I didn't think was going to happen. Why? Because as long as I've been living, Indiana has not drafted a black quarterback.
Yes.
That's just me. I'm just telling what it is. They haven't drafted a back quarterback. So for them drafting AR-15, shouts out to Indiana. Hopefully AR-15 get it right. I love watching this dude. I used to love watching this dude on Saturdays. Can't wait to see him on Sundays. Let me say that. Now, my next certified player is Joel Embiid, MVP of the NBA.
Joel About Embiid. Time. About that time.
That's right.
He not talking about his pinky toe.
No, now it's his knee. Knee ain't got no something wrong with his knee. That's all I know. There's something wrong with his knee. But besides that, I think I had a good time at the Eagles draft party. Shout out to my Eagles for the hell of a draft that they had. I think they did a real good job of the draft. I think Seattle did a good job of the draft as well.
Las Vegas did a good draft too, underrated. But Las Vegas, to me, did a good draft.
You think so?
I do. I mean, Las Vegas, Tyree Wilson, getting a good, strong arm in round four of Aiden O'Connell from Purdue. The more I'm reading about the guy has excellent accuracy, strong arm. You know, he's able to get away and be as elusive in the pocket. The more I'm reading about him, the more I think he could be the future in Las Vegas. Like, once Jimmy G eventually goes to a retirement home, I think Aiden O'Connell might be the guy there.
I think the Texans had a good draft.
Oh, Texans had the best draft.
What up, baby?
I think the Texans, they,
Oh, get tired. The Texans,
Texans,
the
Cardinals, flash. And Eagles, in my opinion. Texans, Cardinals, Eagles.
Let me tell you something. I'm in line getting my food. They had their second pick, right? So next thing you know, is a trade. So in the stadium, all you hear is this, I said, what the fuck are everybody making this weird-ass noise for? What the fuck going on? I look up. The Texans got the third pick, too? What the fuck? I was like, wait a minute. Like, how the hell did all this happen? Man. Got them their props, baby. They went out there. They got both the pieces they wanted.
Yeah,
I really thought that they should have spent everything else that they had and got Jackson Smith Enigma, because as you see the trend going on, the college wide receiver with the college quarterback is the trend that's going on now.
What?
And it's been working to get teams to the championship, and I thought that they should have followed that same trend. That's the only thing I thought that I sat back and I said they should have spent whatever they need to spend to get back up there to get it.
Hey, but they got their replacement for J.J. Watt, though. They got their next J.J. Watt and Will Anderson. Right. So,
man, yeah. Well, even if he's not J.J. Watt, if he comes out to be Mario Williams,
yeah,
he comes out to be Mario Williams, I would have to say I agree with you.
Yeah. Really?
What up, Ricky Bobby? He put
him over the hump, because last year the Texas defense were in games.
Appreciate it, stopping people.
They were stopping. Yeah,
Texas defense was underrated, man. Now, I know they're not going to be ranked nowhere, but if you watch them from play to play, Texas defense had no problem getting to where they need to get to.
Right.
And then they had a great running back. By the way, don't forget, they got a top five pick last year in Derek Stingley.
So,
they had a nice running back, and their quarterback was so-so. He wasn't.
He was all right.
So he's a gamer. He's a gamer, man. Put him in the game if you need him. He's a gamer. That's what I call him. He's a gamer.
Right.
But that defense was in games last year.
Now they got a great coach in D'Amico Ryans, too. They have a guy in D'Amico Ryans.
Well, we don't know if he's a great coach. We'll find out if he's a great coach. Not hating on him. I'll find out.
Will Anderson, with that corner they got back from last year. On defense, I think that might push it to maybe top 18.
Top 15.
If they got what they supposed to got, a corner that can hold his own, and an edge rusher that can get to the quarterback. Those are the two biggest things you need.
Right. So, I mean.
Ricky Bobby said after that draft, I got more questions from my Chiefs And them damn Eagles, man.
Talked about him earlier in the show.
What?
He said the Raiders failed to address the O-line. I said, I guess you can say that.
That the team that needed an offensive line.
But I hate to say this, Chuck, because I know you watched the draft. You're very smart on the draft. Did you notice that the Raiders spent majority of their draft capital on defense, which by far was the worst thing the Raiders had last year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Raiders' defense was, I think, second to last or third to last in the league last year. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't blame the Raiders for not addressing the O-line when they spent almost their entire draft capital on defense. I don't blame them for that.
Since we're talking about the draft, let's get the draft question out the way. What team disappointed you the most in the NFL draft? What team disappointed you the most in the NFL draft? Hey, I'm gonna start this thing off, and I'm gonna say first team that disappointed me was the Detroit Lions. It was the first team that disappointed me. Second team that disappointed me was the Buffalo Bills. Now let me break down why I say Detroit first. Detroit's biggest issue in their division was them defense. They couldn't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
They was doing barely good against the pass, and then you gave up Jeff Okuda. But you couldn't stop the run. The game you needed to win against the Panthers ran all over your ass with two running backs off the street. So let's just be real. You should have went straight defense and fixed that defense, Detroit. You had two picks. Should have fixed that defense. The Bills, another team, needed to fix their defense. Mm-hmm. Another team needed to, their defensive coordinator took a year off. Health reasons. You needed to fix that defense. And you went, moved up, and got a tight end. I didn't feel as though that was a need. I feel as though in first round you need to get needs. You went out and got once. You wanted a tight end. And those are some of the reasons that I sit back and I say, them two teams disappointed. But I'm going to let you go. Go ahead, Ryan.
Disappointing team. I got to go with Carolina because I thought CJ was the better quarterback. The way you look at that Georgia versus the Buckeyes game, and Georgia got top defense, he did everything that he wanted to in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying Bryce not going to work out, but the talent that CJ got is special.
Some people say that CJ talent is special because he was playing with all worldwide receivers. That's what some people say. Let's look at his last five wide receivers, shall we? You got Garrett Wilson, offensive rookie of the year. Chris Olave was the second best rookie in that draft. See Jackson Smith and Nigba, first wide receiver taken in the NFL draft. Marvin Harrison will be the best wide receiver in the country. Let's get that out of the way. And then you got Ime Enugu. I think I fucked his name all the way up. But that's the one that's there now. Ime Enugu, that's another one. That's like he's been playing with all world wide receivers. Now you go to Bryce Young. Bryce Young this season did not have no wide receivers.
But
his only weapon was Jahmyr Gibbs. That was his only weapon. And he was making shit happen with this Jahmyr Gibbs.
But you still got to put it all together, right, Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, the shit. Bama was still a record to be forced with. Shit, you know how long? Did you see what we had to go through to beat Bama?
Right. You see what everybody had to go through? Remember, I'm a Georgia fan.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And they ain't had no wide receivers, though, Ryan. That's Bryce Young out there picking you apart. That's why I always said, I said this to Czar, I'm taking Bryce over CJ because CJ had all-world talent around
him. I don't know, Dennis. I think CJ Stroud on another level, dog. What he did to just every team.
Look, yes. I think CJ is going to be good. I just think Bryce is going to be great. That's all.
They might end up being, you know, both. It might end up being, Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. What? No, Ben Roethlisberger. It might end up being Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger.
I said this on the NFL draft review show I did. I think Bryce Young will be great. I think AR-15 and CJ will be good. And Will Levis will be a bust just like Jake Locker. So.
So what you got for the ones that you think disappointed you?
Now the first one is in my division, and that's Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers really disappointed me.
Wow.
And they disappointed me because for the 150th year in a row, they haven't taken a receiver in the first round. I mean, Javon Walker is the first is the last time they took a receiver in the first round.
That's not their thing. I've been telling people that. That's not Green Bay's thing.
And then, not only do they take Lucas Van Ness, which actually I think could be solid for them, but they take two tight ends almost back-to-back, which I didn't understand that. Why did you take two tight ends literally back-to-back?
They think about doing the two tight end sets now.
No, but I know Mercedes Lewis is old, but you still had the other guy. What was the other guy named? Tarkin? What was his name?
No, Tanyan. He's in Chicago. He's a Bear now.
Oh, never mind. That's why they took two tight ends. I ain't no Tanyan left. I know Mercedes Lewis been in the league since 2004. So,
right. Yeah. But here's the thing. Normally in the NFL draft, him and
Maurice Jones-Drew was drafted to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
2006.
Okay.
But anyway, normally when you see two tight ends being taken, normally it's like second round and then like fifth round, not like back to back rounds. That's just the kind of thing that kind of confused me. And then the second team that disappointed me is the Miami Dolphins. To me, the Miami Dolphins really disappointed me. Not only did they take a running back, which I actually don't think is going to help them long term, but Cam Smith, I don't see his upside anywhere. Like, I really don't see the upside in Cam Smith.
I thought they got too many corners first. The corner that was on their team, St. Jude's, mm-hmm. I like him. Right. He's like one of those, to me, if you got one of those corners that like to, you know, fight handsy and, you know, real aggressive, I like those type. But that's why I like Kelly Ringler. I like those aggressive corners.
Yeah.
And by the way, since Ricky Bobby mentioned it, 15. That's how many tight ends were taken in the draft. 15 tight ends.
If there was another team, Washington is right. If there was another thing that I was disappointed about, it probably was the Atlanta Falcons taking a running back in the first round. Okay. Y'all didn't need a running back. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't a need, it was a want. You needed to fix your defense. That was the need. You wanted a running back, so you took a running back. It wasn't a need, it was a want. Like, you need to pay your bills. You want to buy some Jordans. That was the difference on that. You went and bought some Jordans.
All right, you finished?
I'm listening.
Now, when you got a rookie quarterback, you're going to give that rookie quarterback all the gifts in the world, right? To help him out, right? Right?
I'm listening.
Okay, so Bijan Robinson is a difference maker. Bijan Robinson, we need to put him in the slot. Bijan Robinson is the best running back in this draft. So why would you get passed over all that? And look what we did last year with our running back. He had 1,000 yards. So you get two monsters like that, it's going to be hard to stop then in the running game. And that's what we do there.
What you got over there, Ian?
My only point is, in that comparison, that young quarterback is going to be there for a while. Unlike Desmond Ridder, who most likely is going to probably be out of Atlanta by next year. Like, Desmond Ridder is not your long-term solution. He's not the guy. All right, Desmond Ridder is just not the guy for you.
So let me say this, and you got Chris the ball somewhere.
Look, I've watched Desmond Ridder play. He is not the long-term solution. He's a guy that you're going to have for a year or two, and then you're going to bounce him and go with somebody else.
Remember, did not Chicago now. Quarterback last over here.
But see, at least Matt Ryan had some talent, though. That's my argument. At least Matt Ryan had some talent. At least he had some talent.
Okay, well, that let me know the more talent you put around a quarterback, the better that quarterback look, right?
Right.
My bad. Chicago don't know what talent look like if you hit him in the
Here's the thing. But your quarterback's got to have some talent. Outside of Kenny Pickett, last year's quarterback draft class was arguably the weakest we had in the last decade. Outside of Kenny Pickett, there's really no quarterback who's going to have any lasting power from that draft class.
It is the same Chicago Bears that pit over Patrick Mahomes.
You realize we would have ruined Patrick Mahomes if he would have gone drafted
by Chicago,
right?
My bad. Damn.
I mean, I've said this before. Wait a minute.
You got to bring back to memory. Who did y'all draft that year?
You realize if we would have taken Deshaun or Patrick Mahomes, we would have ruined them too. You know that, right?
Y'all ruined everybody.
I don't think I would have ruined Deshaun.
Yes, we would have. And I'll tell you exactly why. The system that Matt Nagy ran would have not fit both of those guys.
That's why you fired Matt Nagy.
Deshaun would have ran. Deshaun came out the gate running.
And here's the thing about the Bears,
all right? He had Bill O'Brien's system. Matt Nagy's system is better than Bill O'Brien's system.
As a Bears fan, I can respectfully say Matt Nagy had one of the worst offenses I ever saw.
Yeah, but Matt Nagy made the playoffs twice. Trash. That Matt Nagy team made the playoffs twice.
Mainly because of the defense. We normally had a top five defense both of those years. Our defense was the main reason why. Like, let's not pretend that the offense was great. It was not. Like, when Matt Nagy went to Kansas City as an assistant, I was like, oh, great. So he's going to go get a ring now. Sure enough, he did, by the way. So, but hey, Ron, back to the conversation. Since you want to deflect and start talking about my team because you're upset that I'm talking about yours. Look, the facts is, when it comes to Desmond Ridder, he is not your long-term solution. Like, don't be surprised if by 2024, you're looking for another quarterback. Because to me, Desmond Ridder is not your answer.
Okay.
He's just not.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to see, man.
All right.
We're going to see.
Well. Ryan, did you have any more? That was it.
That's it.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Derek Carr needs a new car.
All right, Grizzlies and Bucks got eliminated by a play-in team. Do we put more respect on play-in teams now, or is it just they're just a play-in team? That's it. That's what y'all got. Y'all gonna clap.
Hey,
we was in the same class, bro. What you talking about? Did I go to the Burrow? Come on, bro.
No, got right now, bro.
Hey, look. Hey, when the Knicks, as the 8th seed, made it to the NBA Finals in 1999, that was a great accomplishment. When the Warriors in 07 upset the Mavericks as the 8th seed, that was a great accomplishment. Trust me. When you see an 8 seed or a 7 seed win and they go on a lengthy run in the postseason, hey, trust me.
Oh, you talking about 8B. Okay. My bad, bro. AB went to he didn't go to Roxborough. He went to Massbomb.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all for it, man. Let's have the Lakers go on a deep run. Let's have Miami go on a deep run. Sure. Why not?
Well, y'all just got the claps. I'm just going to say we're going to have to start putting more respect on these playing teams. I think it's who you matched up against that gives you the best chance.
No.
That's my point.
No, what did Cat Williams say, Dennis?
I don't know what Cat. He said a lot of crazy shit.
Cat Williams said they should never been talking shit.
Well, you right about that. They should have never been talking shit.
Last year, the Bucks were talking big boy shit, cash money shit. Yes or no? Yeah. Cash money.
And Wichita's talking shit too. Grizzlies always talking shit. But I like the Grizzlies talking shit personally.
We're going to get to that next.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Miami just beat them like they stole something. Hey. Then they hit. You like that? 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. That's great. They only won one game.
One game. Number one seed
won all them regular season games. You won one game?
I mean, it's not like winning 65 games in regular season and losing to an 8 seed.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Y'all is both from uptown. I keep forgetting that, too. Y'all both from uptown. Sorry.
If you're a hockey fan, you really got my reference, by the way.
So with that being said, the Cavs and the Kings got eliminated. What do y'all feel that the Cavs and the Kings are missing to get them to that next level? People in the comments, let me know as well. Cavs and the Kings, what do y'all feel that they miss?
It called Dylan Brooks.
Well, the Dylan Brooks to the Cavs is going to get them to the next level?
Yes. You know why? Man, you've been talking about it. You're going to need somebody else to create their own shot. Dylan Brooks, he did do that. Now, he taught shit. And he a top defensive player. So you got 2-1.
I wouldn't say top no more, but he can defend. Let's just say
he can defend.
I wouldn't say he's top.
So you put Dylan Brooks on the Kings or the Cavs or the Hawks or New York Knicks or somebody like that, I just see that in there.
All right.
And then experience.
Okay, what you say, Ian?
So for Cleveland, I say they need to have a veteran down low. They really need a big man with experience. Now, it doesn't matter if it's someone like Steven Adams or if it's somebody they could, you know, get from a quality value like a Brook Lopez or Steven Adams, but you really need somebody with experience down low that could help Cleveland out late in games. Because I really feel like they got exposed when it comes to going down low and trying to create shots. So I would say Cleveland would be getting an experienced veteran down low, a veteran big man. And for Sacramento, you need a legit number two. You really need to get an actual number two alongside De'Aaron Fox. I feel like the Sacramento Kings is missing that second guy that De'Aaron Fox can trust late in games.
Okay. I feel as though Sacramento needs to get rid of Harrison Barnes. And I feel as though they need to let Monk go ahead and start. You get rid of Harrison Barnes, you let Monk start. I feel as though that's a piece you get rid of easily. And it upgrades your team another level because Monk is a better shooter. Monk actually wants to score. And him and De'Aaron Fox together, that college duo is doing their thing. So that's the first thing I would say about that. The second thing is Sabonis has to be more aggressive. This laid back, I'm going to let them do what they need to do style It's not going to work for the Kings. He has to be more aggressive. He has to show he's a top big man. Now, it's kind of crazy because the way he's playing right now is the same way Paul Gasol played the first time the Lakers played the Celtics back in 2008.
Right.
But when it came back in 2010, Paul Gasol was a whole different person. He was more aggressive. I don't know what they're going to have to do to bring that more aggression out of Sabonis, but he got to be more aggressive. And now, as far as the Cavs go, I thought the more experienced person was them getting Donovan Mitchell. As much as they spent on him, I thought that was the more experienced person.
So let me ask this. Since we know the NBA free agency is going to be up in about 2 months.
Right.
The number one free agent is James Harden. James Harden's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, he's still
going to play out. If you're Sacramento or Cleveland, do you try to make an attempt and go get him? Do you try to pair De'Aaron Fox and James Harden? Do you try to team up Donovan Mitchell and James Harden?
Well, James Harden sounds like he wants to go to Houston.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's been big. Well, he got a lot of business in Houston. So it's been big talks about James Harden in Houston. And Houston sound like that they're acceptable to him. If I'm the Sixers, you're going to have to trade me for James Harden. So it's going to have to be a sign and trade like we did with Jimmy Butler. You can have James Harden. You give me Jalen Green.
But
sound like James Harden, right?
But wait, isn't he a free agent, though? It's not really a sign and trade.
He got a player option.
That don't make no sense. He cried his way out of Houston.
He did. They want him back.
If I'm Houston, I would not even touch on that.
Houston said they are willing to trade Jalen Green to get a superstar player, such as James Harden. This is the reports that's coming out. I haven't heard nobody from Houston say this out their mouth. Let me just say that.
That don't make no sense.
I'm gonna agree with you, Ryan. It don't make no sense.
That's crazy.
But if they give the Sixers Jalen Green, play it.
Y'all not getting all that good shit, Dennis.
No. I keep saying it, 'cause every time you say it, I get more nice stuff. So keep on saying. Yeah, but I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I'll take Jalen Green. I like my team younger. I don't want to lose James Harden, but I already can see him going. And I want my team to go younger. And I want them to get more hometown guys as well. So, you know, if we end up with a Bones Highland, who's actually from Chester, I would like that as well. Yeah, but Sabonis is going to have to get more aggressive. That's the thing with
him. He got tougher up. He needs to work out with his father.
No, I think he do that already, but he still is, you know, he still got to get more aggressive.
Wait a minute. His father used to be back in the day.
Yeah, overseas he was the man. By the time he came over here, he was the knees was gone.
Right. He was an older dude when he came over, but.
Yeah. The Cavs, on the other hand, like I said, I thought Donovan Mitchell was that piece.
I mean, that needs something else. That, like Ian just said.
Ain't too much else out there. I think they just need to play. They just need to play harder. That's all. I mean, Jalen Green got the best of them. I mean, Jalen Brunson got the best of them, but they still need to play harder. I just feel as though they need to play harder. I guess getting Dylan Brooks will help them out, I guess.
He bring that toughness. Yeah, he do all that.
I'm not sitting here giving him that type of – he bring. I know he going to bring that trash talk, though. I don't think it's enough points going around for him. But, hell, the way he talking about he won't put up buckets, I don't think there's enough points going around for him. He need to go to OKC.
That might be a good spot for him. Or San Antonio.
No, he wouldn't make it there. Popovich ain't having that. He wouldn't make it there. Come on, Ron. Let's get to these questions. What you got?
My first question. Do you think any of these rookies quarterbacks in the NFL draft will win the Rookie of the Year, Dennis.
NFL rookie quarterbacks win Rookie of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Rookie of the Year is – never mind. I can't see what I think. So, Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson.
No. Yeah.
Bijan Robinson. I'm going
to – to be honest, it is way too early to tell. I mean, when it comes to college and everything, it's really hard to say who's going to be this and who's going to be that. I mean, heck, last year we saw a near second-round pick win Rookie of the Year. So, you know, it really varies, depends on – right. So, to me, it's always really hard to tell. I mean, heck, we could have a freaking tight end win Rookie of the Year this year based on all 15 that got drafted this year. But I will say that when it comes to the NFL draft, I don't think it's going to be a quarterback. You know, I think it's going to come from a skill position. But, hey, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. My next question. Make a NBA trade that makes sense that need to happen this offseason. Dennis.
James Harden. Jalen Carter. Jalen Green. Come on. Come on, Jalen Green. Come on over here. We got something for you.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. A trade that would make sense. Bradley Beal to a actual championship contender. I think Bradley Beal, it's finally time to let him go from Washington. You know, he is way too talented to be stuck on a team like Washington. So I say you take Bradley Beal and you trade him away. You send him to a team that actually could use him properly.
Portland.
No.
You said Portland.
I was waiting for your answer. You was like, you blinked twice. No.
I'd say maybe Boston, maybe. Maybe Boston. I'd say that.
No, he ain't going to Boston. He ain't getting all that shit.
I say Boston. Why not? Has to be a championship contender. Send him down to Boston.
I'm scared for him to go to the Miami Heat. You talking about some Boston? Boston?
Dylan said they're not getting all that shit.
For Jalen Green. Jalen Green goes to Washington. Houston gets Bradley Beal.
That sounds like a good move. I want Jalen Green in Philly, though. But that sounds like a good move. I can't have
it. You're not getting all that good stuff.
Well, y'all keep saying that shit. I'm telling you. Who are you talking about, Jeff? What player you say figure out a team you should go to?
Hey, I just want Bradley Beal to go to a good team. He's been stuck in Washington too long. Whichever team takes him, I don't
care.
That
doesn't make sense. He's been
stuck in Washington.
I don't know.
My next question. Do you think Bijan will live up to the hype when he get in the NFL? Dennis.
No. And he's going to a really good offensive line. So one of the offensive lines I like. Let me just say that. A lot of people don't seem to put Atlanta's offensive line up there. But like I've been telling you, Ryan, they up there. I like Atlanta's offensive line. I just don't have that much faith in Bijan Robinson, but hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully he can win Rookie of the Year. Because I see you motherfuckers out there. You fantasy motherfuckers. I'm giving you motherfuckers no hope.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be very simple and straight to the point. No.
Okay.
He's not going to live up to that height.
Okay. My next question. Do you think some NBA teams in the playoffs play down to the competition? Ian.
Oh, 100%.
I thought they did it for money. Memphis.
I mean, I can keep on going. There's teams that definitely play down there.
I thought all teams did it, but I thought they did it for money reasons at first.
I mean, they
had to keep the ratings up.
But now I'm
so they let teams stick around to about the fourth quarter, right, and then they go ahead and they blow them out. That's what I thought they used to do. Not sure if that's 100% true. I always thought that's what they used to do. Hey, I know you're playing against such and such this week, but Let him stick around to about the fourth quarter and then go ahead and blow him out. Only bad thing is now, you let these teams stick around the fourth quarter, they will blow you out.
Right. My next question. How do you feel about your NFL football team first pick, Dennis?
I don't know why you asking me that. Did you see me running? Did you see me running? I'm at the Eagles media part of the goddamn stadium. I'm at the media part of the stadium. Did you not see me running?
I see you, dude.
Yeah. Man, you should have seen. As soon as y'all said Bijan Robinson, I said, we got Jalen Carter. So my cousin was like, he gonna look at me, gonna say, you know the Bears pick next, right? I said, oh, they gonna spoil my dreams. Then the next thing you know, this joint come on screen, trade. I said, cuz we got him. He was like, we might not pick him. I said, no, we got him, dog. We ain't trading up for nothing. We got him. I'm sitting there on the chair. He didn't get the whole name out. He just said, Jalen. I said, we got him! I was excited.
Yeah. How do you feel about your first pick?
Well, I mean, by the way, why'd you go to Dennis first when we only had a live reaction to his reaction to the Eagles being drafted? Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is just click on the video and watch it. So,
yeah. And for those who did not see the video, you go ahead to my social media, Ignorant Thinker Podcast. My social media, you go see.
Now, I will say that since I did my own NFL Draft Live edition on Sports Angle on PRConnectionRadio.com, the voice of new media, you also get to see my reaction to Darnell Wright. And my reaction has pretty much been the same, and that is it's a solid move. The Bears needed to fix the offensive line, and they got the second-best offensive lineman in the draft. Yeah, B+. You know, B+. Not bad.
I don't think he's second best, but he damn sure is top five. He came from my team. I'm saying that.
I'll say this: after Johnson, Wright was second. He was the second offensive lineman off the board.
I think Ski was first in my eyes, but
I think Johnson was first.
No, Johnson was first on like everybody's draft.
That talent, what he got, and. See, what y'all don't understand, Dennis taught me how to look at offensive linemen. And he said, when they move their feet, there will be something in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I looked at Paris Johnson the offseason. Every snap, he moved his feet. Every snap. And I was like, that dude's going to be something. In the NFL.
I will say, however, the Raiders picking Tyree Wilson was a solid move. I actually think that was the proper move for the Raiders to make. So, there you go.
My next question.
Your coach always told you, slow feet don't eat, right?
Right.
Slow feet don't eat.
My next question. Do you think Lamar Jackson will live up to the contract that he just got in the offseason?
I mean, I don't know why you're asking me first, but okay. I mean, you've gone with Dennis the last four times straight. Now, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, I will say it really depends on how you phrase the question. Because if you're talking about is he going to live up to the contract, is he going to play all the way until the contract? Absolutely. He'll play all 5 years and he'll make all that money. Do I think that he'll be able to live up to having the largest contract in the NFL for about a year? I think for about a year, he'll be there. And then the next year, Joe Burrow and all those guys will surpass him. So by the time that his contract is up, he'll be top 10, top 12 in the NFL. I mean, that's how these contracts have been working. They're the highest paid quarterback, and then 3 years later, they're barely in the top 10.
I personally don't think he's going to be the highest paid quarterback by the time the season starts. I think it's either going to be Burrow or it's going to be Justin. One of them two is going to surpass.
Nah. Dude, Herbert better not. He better not.
I'm telling you, by the time the season starts, one of them two guys is going to surpass. Somebody's going to get paid like Russell Wilson did right before the start of the season. Big contract. Nobody's going to say nothing about it. Like, we talked about a bunch of big contracts. Nobody talks about Russell Wilson's contract. You notice that?
Yeah.
And he played like S.
Well, we talked about name a NFL team you think won the NFL draft. We already talked about that.
Yeah, who you think won?
I gotta go with the Texans, man.
Okay.
Look what they got.
I don't remember hearing who you thought won. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I say two teams. And I finna give this person credit. Dennis, in between y'all and the Texans. Yeah.
So since you already mentioned Houston, I'm going to switch it up real quick. I'm going to give you two ones that are not the same. Houston did well. Philadelphia did well. But the two teams that really impressed me was Arizona and Seattle. I think Arizona and Seattle shaped up really well in this draft. Arizona filled up the holes, made sure Kyler Murray is taken care of. And Seattle is just building up that Legion of Boom 2.0. So I say Arizona and Seattle did really well in this draft. And Las Vegas, too. Las Vegas was underrated, too.
Yeah. My next question. Is it time to trade everyone on the Atlanta Hawks? Yeah.
Should they trade Trae Young? Yes. Absolutely, they should trade Trae Young. Do what? I think Clint? What? I think Clint.
Oh my God,
yes, absolutely. I think Trae Young should go. Yeah, in fact, he'd be the first person to go.
Dennis,
I don't think you should trade everyone. You got to keep Trae Young and Deontay Murray. I don't know how to put his name, but you got to keep them too. I think you got to put some other pieces
Deontay Murray.
Them. Yeah, you got it. But you got to put some other people pieces around those guys. You go out there and you look in this. You don't just look in this free agency. You also look in this draft to see exactly what you can get for you to be a better team. You know, you got a new coach. You made the playoffs. You fought as hard as you could. Now it's time for you to come out, regroup, get better, and get back to being that team who was once in the Eastern Conference Championship. That's what you have to do.
I guess, Dennis.
That's what I think.
My last.
Go ahead.
No, yo, Dennis.
I'm on because if you feel that way about Atlanta, how do you feel about Dallas? You think they need to blow everything up?
Me, I would give Dallas more time. They players show up. Atlanta Bitman did not show up in the playoffs.
Did you see Dallas in the playoffs?
So everyone not named Luka Doncic, trade him. Not named Luka Doncic got to go. Like if Dallas had to put a no trade list, essentially Luka Doncic is on the untradeable list, and everybody else trade.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would love to see Luka Doncic and Trae Young on the same team.
Well, it's been a lot of rumor that the Lakers might try and get him this offseason.
I look like they're going to get Kyrie. Kyrie's a free agent. Mm. Yeah. James Harden is the number one free agent right now. I think Kyrie is in that same boat.
But who will you trust the most? If you the Lakers.
Well, James Harden comes to play. There's never been a question about James Harden coming to play basketball. James Harden comes to play. Now, does he always score a bunch of points? No. But he comes to play. It's never been, I don't know if James Harden playing or not. I've never heard that in his career. You can say a lot about him. He don't play no defense. You can say he only do a stat pack. You can say all that. But you can never say, oh, you know what? James Harden going to miss a couple games because he said something. You never hear that. He got to really be injured.
But Kyrie Irving turned to play too.
When?
Wait a minute.
Kyrie don't be taking time off for no reason?
He ain't do that with
Dallas. I'm making this up.
No.
I mean, he was only in Dallas for 2 months. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't get no better either. They went from the fourth seed to the 11th seed.
Hey, they the one trading everybody. Nobody told them to trade all that good shit to Brooklyn.
Hey, listen. Supposedly he was supposed to be the difference maker.
Nobody told them to trade all that good shit to Brooklyn.
They ain't getting no goddamn better either. Shit. You can say what you want about James Harden. You can question him as much as you want. You can never say James Harden is a healthy scratch.
Mm-hmm. My next question. Do Aaron Rodgers make the Jets a Super Bowl contender? Dennis.
No.
Or Ian. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Hell to no.
Okay.
I mean, New York Jets are not even going to win that division, let alone be a Super Bowl contender. No.
Well, you don't have to win a division to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, look, it doesn't matter. He's not going to win a division. He might squeak into the playoffs. Good for them. Whoop-de-doo. Look, Aaron Rodgers is like an infection. All right? Aaron Rodgers is like a disease. All right? Or like a plague. All right? It slowly eats you away. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. Aaron Rodgers slowly eats you away. All
right. And the time right now is 9/11 tragedy.
I'm just gonna tell you what it is. Aaron Rodgers is not gonna make the New York Jets better. He's gonna make them worse. I'm just calling how I see it.
What you say?
I don't agree to none of that he said. When I think of Super Bowl contenders, I mean they're gonna be a top four team in the AFC. I don't think that they're gonna be a top four team in the AFC.
Okay, do you think that would be a top 17?
Yeah, they make the playoffs. I just don't see them being a top four team in the AFC.
So you don't think they could beat Cincinnati or anybody like that?
No.
How about you, Ian? You don't...
Is this a serious question?
Yeah.
You know,
Cincinnati versus New York Jets, Cincinnati's beating them. Kansas City versus the New York Jets, Kansas City's beating them.
I'm talking about right now. I cannot go by what happened last year. I got to go by that.
I'm talking about right now.
They ain't played a game yet. They ain't played a game yet. So
I'm talking about right now. The New York Jets are not better than Kansas City. They're not better than Cincinnati. No.
Okay. They may give Buffalo a fight because they split with Buffalo without a quarterback. So the saying is, you get a quarterback now. Now you got one of the best regular season quarterbacks of all time. So now it's like, all right. Then people are gonna say, but he's 39, he's 38. Like I said, he's one of the best. You don't need him to do much, just not turn the ball over and make plays when plays need to be made. Well, I ain't gonna say not do much. Don't turn the ball over. Make plays when plays need to be made. Not going to say that's not much. He's getting paid enough to do what he needs to do. That's all.
Okay. Aaron said Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Miami.
Hold on. I'm sorry, bro. Just yesterday, it was Kansas City, Cincinnati. Now you back to Kansas City, Buffalo. Make your mind up, beloved. Where are you putting these teams at, beloved? Make your mind up.
This one, he keeps switching
back and forth. Hey, Dennis,
I also want to poke one hole in your argument. You were saying that as long as he doesn't turn the ball over.
Right. He barely turned the ball over.
He had double-digit interceptions last year. He had the most interceptions he ever had in a single season.
Right, but he barely turns the ball over, though. That's what I'm saying. He barely does.
How do you barely turn the ball over if you had double-digit interceptions? That doesn't add up.
Right. But I'm just talking about his career. He barely does. Like, he's one of – well, I ain't going to say he's one. He's had seasons where he had 27 touchdowns and four interceptions. Like,
right, but he was also 31 years old. He ain't 31 no more. No, he's not a young guy.
So, okay, let me ask y'all this. Do he got everything he need to succeed over there?
Yeah.
And he got his buddy over there, too. What was that coach that they fired in Denver? They just hired him.
Daniel Hackett.
Yeah,
Hackett. He got Nathaniel Hackett ass over there, too. So they he trash. Got everything he need. Right, he got everything he need. Make him a happy Jet.
And they paid the wide receiver how much money?
Wasn't a lot.
I think 40 or something like that.
Ricky Bobby saying Jacksonville ain't going to the playoffs? Oh, Ricky Bobby?
Wait, hold on. Hey, Ricky Bobby, the only way Jacksonville misses the playoffs is if D'Amico Ryans is the coach I've been hyping him up to be. Mm. That's the only way it's going to happen. If Houston somehow wins that division.
Or the Colts come back fully healthy.
You know what? That too. I'll give Dennis
credit. Right. We don't know what Tennessee going to be. We don't.
Colts might come out swinging. I ain't got no faith in Tennessee.
I don't got no faith in them. You drafted another quarterback after you just got one last year. So I don't got no faith in you whatsoever.
And by the way, Ricky Bobby makes an excellent point. Why does this feel like Russell Wilson from last year? Last year when Russell Wilson went to Denver, everyone was super hyped. Oh, my gosh, they're going to win the Super Bowl. And they failed.
Oh, he said he thinks it's the Colts.
But,
AR-15 win the division his first year?
Ooh.
I mean, I could see a rookie doing it, though. So either CJ or AR. So.
Ooh.
All right, let's do it.
But your question, Ron?
That's it.
All right. Hey, if you don't mind me asking, Aaron's favorite team, it's the Jets, is it?
No.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know why you're talking about the Jets. You know I'm right. You know that Aaron Rodgers is gonna stink up the place. Come on now.
Yeah. If Jay Johnson heard you say that. He be in here ready to go out with you.
He be ready in here.
Yeah, he be in here ready to go.
I mean, hate to say it, but I mean, Brett Favre didn't save your team when he went there in 2008. Yo, he didn't get you to the playoffs either.
What about the Buck Fumble, man?
Buck Fumble got him the two AFC championship games.
Right.
Well, maybe.
But
I just saying.
Right.
AR-15, man. Back to you, Dennis.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank y'all for coming out tonight, man, and joining us with us Talk Years Tuesday, man. Listen, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday, all right? We're going to be here. We're going to be talking our smack. We're going to be doing what we do, and we love when y'all come in, comment, and enjoy stuff like this. Ron Thomas, what you got? Anywhere last words?
Like and share the show. Without y'all fans, we would not be doing this. And thank you very much.
All right. You got anything over there, Ian?
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and turn on notification bell to not miss any content from Dennis Holmes.
All right. And make sure y'all check out Vegas Hockey Hub each and every day. God bless y'all. Good night.